Don't you think we need a salt and a Chesney song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita will be gone.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's sunny and 37, and even more sunny now. Joanne has just walked in the door. There she is. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Arizona Supreme Court delivering a landmark ruling that enforces a 160-year-old ban on nearly all abortions. The law provides no exceptions for rape or incest and allows abortions only if the mother's life is in jeopardy. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
This is a law that was passed during the Civil War, 48 years before Arizona even became a state. But in a landmark decision, the Arizona Supreme Court justices have now cleared the way for that ban to go into effect, and it is turning up the heat on an issue that could define this election.
Donald Trump's longtime CFO, Alan Weisselberg, will be in court today to find out his sentence for lying under oath during his former boss's civil fraud trial. For the first time ever, a sport is introducing prize money at the Olympics. World Athletics says it will pay $50,000 to gold medal track and field athletes at the Games in Paris. In an interview with Univision, President Biden calls Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza a grave mistake. This is ABC News. Consumer Reports says its tests show elevated lead levels in Lunchables. It's now calling for the prepackaged lunches to be dropped from school lunch programs. New rules on the way for so-called forever chemicals to try to keep them out of our water.
It's the first ever national standard to limit PFAS in drinking water. The EPA says these forever chemicals are found in industrial and personal products, including fire extinguishing foam and dental floss. They get into drinking water when the chemicals spill into lakes or rivers, and they've been linked to cancer and liver damage. The Biden administration says this new rule will help reduce PFAS exposure for about 100 million people. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
And a mistake has paid off for a Virginia woman. Last month, Miriam Long tried to use a lottery machine to buy a Mega Millions ticket, but accidentally hit the button for the Powerball. Turns out that ticket matched five numbers for the March 18th drawing and won her $1 million. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
6 minutes past seven. Forecast details, a real nice spring forecast for the next several days. We'll read that for you next.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you. A high near 70 today, partly cloudy, warmer than normal. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Mid-40s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, 60 with showers developing. Showers taper off Thursday night, a low of 42. And Friday, gradually clouds will break up, a high near 60. Saturday, 71 with a slight chance of a shower at night. And 73 for Sunday. 65 Monday with a 30% chance of scattered showers. In Richland Center, yesterday's high temp was 61. And right now, after a midnight reading of 43, we're at 37 degrees. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 10th.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds, and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work, shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house.
swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen on WRCO. It's 11 minutes after 7. Some things to celebrate, recognize, and be a part of today. It's Encourage a Young Writer Day. It is Global Work from Home and American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Day. The ASPCA was founded on this day. Also, it's Golfers Day. It's been actually golfers' year, I think. They've had some inclement weather, but several telling me that they golfed in months this year that they had never golfed in before. Golfing in February in Wisconsin, that's really unheard of, but it happened. It's International Day of Pink Day. National Farm Animals. We celebrate all the great animals on the farm. National Hug Your Dog Day. I don't know if I can get close enough to Squirt or not. He's a little bit grouchy lately, and bad breath, too. It's Safety Pin Day and Salvation Army Founders Day. Cinnamon Crescent Day? Good stuff. Well, we'll see where old Hank is at here today and what he's doing. Coming up, this is Toby Keith on WRCO, WRCE.
Sycamore Street, and the wheels on the blacktop are starting to whine as I pass that Oklahoma city limit sign. I'm a hayseed and a plowboy. I'm a farm kid and a cowboy. I'm a roughneck. Daddy was a roughneck too. On a hillbilly world, you better be ready when the sun goes down. That's when country comes to town. Well, her daddy said, child, better let him be. Well, I don't like him and he sure don't like me. Her mama just says, y'all have a little fun. Say, ain't doing nothing, me and Papa ain't done. And I open up the door to my pickup truck, and my baby jumps in and she buys it up. And she gives me a kiss as I crawl in. We've been waiting all week for a weekend. I'm a hayseed and a plowboy. I'm a farm kid and a cowboy. Daddy was a roughneck too. Whoa. I run around with hillbilly girls, and when the weekend sets on my hillbilly world, you better be ready when the sun goes down. That's when country comes to town. Country comes to town.
jail, I was in my boo. So I had to pick bully uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. In your Chevrolet. Lord knows I've been praying for the day. A girl like her would say, just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Your Chevrolet.
She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll here on WRCO Radio. 19 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour, it's Fact or Hank coming up, and birthdays and anniversaries as well.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th, with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo, with guitar and flute, has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's.
On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Spring has sprung and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's Spring Shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Barroquo, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hank Bray.
Turn around.
That's enough of that.
Okay.
Yep.
Turn back around, Joanne.
That was anyway. Henry Bray. Birthdays and anniversaries. Our next.
Wow. Wow. How are you doing, young
Cut
man?
Cut you off. Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Good. Good. You had a good ball game last night?
Yes, we did. Right in the middle of some nice weather.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking forward to getting out there and getting consistent now.
Are you planting potatoes yet, buddy?
Oh, no. No. Probably should be.
So
gotta get the garden plowed.
So my question to you, I have a small garden. Can I go ahead and plant taters?
I think you're fine now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. Used to be Good Friday, but Good Friday was a little bit...
it's cool. A little early, wasn't it?
A little early this year.
So my question to you is, do I have to put mounds or can I put them right in the dirt?
Well, I'd put them right in the dirt. That's what I...
No mounds.
Well, I think, I'm no garden expert. People ask me about my garden. I said, yeah, we have a nice garden every year. I put in the trellises. That's what I'm asking.
Maybe I should call June.
Yeah, you call June on that.
So some people say, yeah, build a mound. Some people say, no, just put them right in the dirt.
I've heard that. A lot of people are going to the terrace, the boxes and things like that.
I have a box, but my dad puts them in tires.
Oh, sure.
So, and he has oodles and oodles, but I just don't want tires in my backyard.
Right. Well, I was in Texas. Of course, they're about a month ahead. Mm-hmm. Their garden planning is about a month ahead of what we'll do here. But lots of raised gardens and boxes and beds. And
my dad has stuff all grown already.
I bet.
It's just crazy. So, and then they say, with your tomato plants, and this is weird, your first blooms, you tear the blooms off, okay? And then you pull the top of the plant over back into the ground. And cover that up again.
Oh.
And that way, what it does, it gives the vine a stronger thing to hold your tomatoes.
Oh, sure.
So, anyway.
Makes the vine more hardy.
Yeah, it does. So,
a lot of people will grow their tomatoes elsewhere, on a their deck or whatever.
Upside down
grow
as
them
well.
Upside down?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
So I was talking to a lady from Madison, and she says that she grows everything in buckets.
Oh.
And she goes, it's so much easier. There's no, and she goes, Henry, I probably have 100 buckets. Well, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be a bucket gardener. But good for them. If that's what works for them, you don't have to worry about it.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of found that we didn't have a lot of luck. I don't know if there's some sort of blight or whatever or something wrong with the soil. But when we went to those, you know, put them in pots and things like that, we did pretty well.
Oh, good. So, good. Yeah, I love okra. Okra's really hard to grow around here. But my dad can grow okra down there.
Oh, That's another thing in Texas. I had fried okra.
Oh,
and
blacker the better.
It was really good.
Yeah, it's really. And my mom makes okra. She fries it and then puts potatoes, chopped little potatoes in it. Oh my goodness, that is not good for the diet with the potatoes. But I tell you what, when mom cooks, Henry eats.
You fall off the diet wagon.
Yes, my mama's a good cook. Uh-huh. So, and my daddy is too.
Nothing wrong with potatoes and okra. It may be they're fried in, though. You know,
it's just usually butter.
Butter?
Yep.
Can't go wrong with butter.
Nope, can't go wrong with butter. And see, and my mom and dad, they never cooked with butter until I moved up here. And they thought it was amazing that I left my butter just out on the counter.
Ah.
Well, didn't it go wrong? I said, it doesn't matter. You're going to cook it. There you go, so, and they now leave their butter out. So, they don't use the margarine or the parquet or anything like that. It's always have to bring rolled butter home when I go.
Oh, yeah.
So they love that.
Room
so.
Temperature, I can spread it on my toast easier.
Yep.
You got some hanker.
I do,
facts?
Phil. I don't know if you're ready for this, though.
I mean, probably not.
So this is some factor hanko, Philip. In the 1830s, America experienced an abbreviation fad, okay, just like the SMX language we use today.
I'd say that's probably true.
It is true. Everything old is new again.
There you go.
So,
huh. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, though.
Mm-hmm. So, abbreviation fan.
The full name of the fictional Great Dane cartoon character, widely known as Scooby-Doo, is S. Kobe Doolin.
That's not true.
It's not true.
No,
it's
no.
Scoobert.
Scoobert, yeah.
Scoobert Doo.
See, I know my cartoons.
Oh, he's got this one down.
Well, I did a lot of studying of cartoons.
Did you?
You know?
Every Saturday morning?
Jim, that kid's in watching cartoons again. You know? But little did my parents know that I was preparing for trivia questions, writing them on Saturday nights. You know,
or and later right now. Facto or...
Right, yeah, exactly.
Huh, not
bad. Little did they know.
The bugle called, known as taps, okay, originated when the music score was found in a pocket of a dead soldier by his father on a Civil War battlefield.
Let me think about that, because it seems like it was out before that, but I'm going to say it's true.
It's a bunch of hanko.
Is it hanko?
Yeah, and here's why, because that kind of confused me, too. Taps was composed by Brigadier General Daniel Butterfield in July of 1862 at Harrison's Landing in Virginia.
Okay, so it was around the Civil War.
It was around the Civil War.
Okay.
So, you know what, for some reason, I always thought it was around World War II. But then you go back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they used it in World War I.
Yeah, it's further than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyway, if you haven't heard, excuse me. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, Phil.
You're yawning this morning.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm.
You're not your effervescent self today, Hank.
But I was up early.
Phil. Were you?
Yes.
Well, so was I.
I know, but you're used to it. What time did you go to bed? 8?
No. It was about 9:30.
Didn't.
I might have dozed on the couch a little bit. June was watching a show. I said, we're going to watch this. She goes, yeah, I'll watch it and you'll sleep. Oh, come on. Come on.
Come on, June.
Gee.
But anyway.
I think after all these years, she'd know me better than that.
Taps. Have you ever heard taps from the bagpipes?
Oh, I bet it's something.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I like taps from
talk
the
about.
Bugle. But yeah. Taps from, and my favorite instrument is the bagpipes. I
really?
Love the, oh, gosh, yes. So, but it was just gorgeous, gorgeous playing on that. So.
Yeah, well, that brings tears to your eyes and chill up your spine. Speaking of bagpipes, I was at Mastodon Records the other day. Craig's got a record of bagpipes down there. You should buy that if you really like bagpipes.
Really like bagpipes.
There you go.
But he hasn't got any record players for me. I still haven't found a record player yet.
Oh, he has record players down
there. He said that he hasn't got one yet.
Really?
Yeah, he said he'd get a hold of me.
Well, I have a spare one. Maybe I can loan you.
Maybe we could just put it in the office and just let it play.
Let it go.
Yeah, I'm a big bagpipe guy.
Maybe you should learn how to play them.
I'd love to.
I've heard it's difficult to play.
I'm sure. I'm tone deaf.
But you have the wind.
Huh?
You have wind, though. You have a lot of wind. You need a lot of wind to play the bagpipes.
Well, that hurts. During the 16th century, Shakespeare's violent plays were performed using real human blood that was purchased from doctors who practiced the cure of bleeding their patients.
I don't think so.
That's bogus blood, buddy. That's a bunch of Hanko.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah. All right. Here's one. Former U.S. Vice President and Al Gore movie actor Tommy Lee Jones was college roommates. Sounds far-fetched enough, don't you think?
Okay, so who'd you say? Al Gore?
Al Gore and movie actor Tommy Lee Jones.
Just trying to think if they're about the same age. I think they are, so yeah. I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, they first met as roommates on the campus of Harvard College.
Wow, really?
In 1965. Did Gore later go on to teach Bill Clinton to play the sax using the Al Gore rhythm?
I don't think so. All right.
All right, buddy. Let's see here. Which one am I going to ask you? Because
this is the kicker.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Jimmy Swaggart, the cheating multimillion TV evangelist, was cousin to Kid Rock and Roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis.
I think that's true.
It is true.
Yeah, yeah. It's because they were late. Jerry Lee Lewis and who else? Who'd you say? Jerry Lee Lewis, Jimmy Swaggart, and Mickey Gilley, I think, are all related.
Really?
Or were, yeah.
And how do you know all that?
Well, I don't know. Again.
You have a bunch of Hanko in there, don't
Jim,
you?
That kid's in watching TV again. That's how I know that.
Anyway, hey, be sure to visit our local establishments. It's a great spring day.
Yes.
And you know what? Today only, Phil. Yeah. Rock bottom prices on advertising for the month of May.
For the month of May?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. You're putting in a cheap plug for yourself again?
What? Yeah, well, I'm cheap anyway.
Have a good one.
Hey, buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
You bet.
Tackle your next project with ease with NAPA's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and NAPA. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools and NAPA, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup. Hank, and it's, Hank, who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right, the one that does the Saturday Night Show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Them ducks down at the pond all the time.
No. An auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Karen State Farm a call today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center today at 11:30. Today's auction includes a herd from Joe Zinzer of Racine County. 25 head of Holstein dairy cows is coming, AI sired and bred on DHIA test, averaging 75 to 80 pounds daily in the tank. Two purebred Jerseys are also included, plus fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30. Your source for top-notch cattle.
It is 7:35. This day in history, 1912, the British liner RMS Titanic set sail from Southampton, England, bound for New York. 1947, team president Branch Rickey called Jackie Robinson up to the Brooklyn Dodgers from their minor league affiliate, the Montreal Royals. 2005, Tiger Woods won his fourth Masters with a spectacular finish of birdies and bogeys. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, golden birthday nonetheless, to Hattie Bartles, 10 on the 10th today. Also from Lori and the guys to Hattie, have a great day, and to Hadeland Bartles from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Ginny Gieske from your husband, 4 daughters, 4 sons-in-law, 7 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Have a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Evan O'Connell from Mom, Caitlin, and Riley. Have a great day, Evan, and wishes to Candace Lewis from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Also greetings today on the 10th of April to Maria Perez from Schmidt-Wilden Hills, residents and staff. Danielle Spencer, have a great day from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Joy Driscoll, happy day from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club and from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday, Rachel, from Andrew, Remy, Berkeley, Huntley, and from everyone else who loves her. Have a great day, Rachel. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Hugh Hansen and to Alan Wilkie. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday, Chelsea McCarthy, Evan O'Connell, Laura Murr, Rachel Gunderson, and happy anniversary to Shane and Susan Gunlock.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
This is WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7, keeping you informed and entertained on a daily basis. This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by Auction Specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event. Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Join the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters for Hall of Fame Sting Night coming up Saturday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A Hall of Fame class of 2024 will be inducted, featuring Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson. Also, current seniors will be signing their letters of intent: Teague Perkins, Lane Miller, Emma Hady, Roman Johnson, Kaylee Peterson, and Eli Muckler. Silent auction items will be up for bid, including two tickets to see Tim McGraw and his tour at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul on April 20th. Check it out at the Phoenix Center. Saturday, the Hall of Fame inductions begin at 5:30, and then the athletic signings to follow. The Richland Center Sports Boosters invite you to join them for the event. It'll be a fun night Saturday night at the Phoenix Center, the annual Sting Night. 39 at WRCO Studios, 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Here's Garth Brooks.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a wonderful day in Southwest Wisconsin. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your tastes and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Partly cloudy and warmer than normal today with a high of 69. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 45. After a low this morning of 37, we're up to 39 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced that the laboratory teams at both the Muscadet Health Center and Spring Green Medical Center were recently awarded the COLA Laboratory Excellence Award by their accreditor, COLA Incorporated. This award signifies the laboratory's commitment to performing quality patient testing and superior overall laboratory practices. The Laboratory Excellence Award is achieved by those COLA laboratories that are compliant with all COLA essential and required criteria at their time on their site survey and have demonstrated successful proficiency testing for the prior three testing events. Laboratory Director Dana Wilson, MT, says the awards are a significant achievement. Like other medical laboratories, the MHC and SGMC labs contract with an outside agency for accreditation. COLA Incorporated is a leading national laboratory accreditor whose program and standards enable clinical laboratories and staff to meet the United States Clinical Laboratory Improvement Act and other regulatory requirements. The Black Hawk Daughters of the American Revolution will honor the high school senior good citizens this afternoon at the Bayard DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. DAR is a patriotic organization. The afternoon will include a short program with the good citizens who will share their patriotism, volunteer work, and future plans. This year's good citizens are Bronwyn Ray Halverson from Highland High School, Kaylee Erica Peterson from Ithaca High School, Gracie Lee Nemick from Lafarge High School, Jaden Lee Ballard from Iowa Grant, Haley Gander from Kickapoo High School, Olivia Lee Sturdivant from Riverdale, Gracie Syme from Seneca, and Cohen Andrew Redmond from Wazika Steuben High School. The Good Citizen Essay Contest winner will also be announced. The University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate programs are once again ranked among the nation's best in the 2024-25 edition of U.S. News and World Report's Best Graduate Schools, including ranking the School of Education first overall in the country. The School of Education is tied for first overall with Teachers College, Columbia University, up from third overall and second among public universities last year, marking the 11th straight year it has ranked in the top five and its first year topping the list. Other highlights include computer science ranked 13th, social work ranked 20th, and public affairs ranked 23rd. U.S. News does not rank all programs each year. You can view the most recent graduate program rankings from each department at news.wisc.edu/most-recent-u-s-news-rankings-by-department. New grant funding is available for affordable housing in Wisconsin. The grants are offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Working families are struggling to find places to live as property values continue to rise. $525 million is being made available for developers and construction companies willing to renovate downtown properties and convert commercial space to residential. Apply online at WHEDA.com. Governor Tony Evers has signed the PRINCE Act, which aims to address gaps in the Wisconsin Amber Alert system by expanding criteria for issuing alerts for missing children. The PRINCE Act was created in response to the tragic disappearances and deaths of Prince McCree and Lily Peters to ensure authorities in future missing child cases have expanded resources to issue quicker and more robust alert notices to the public, hopefully ensuring kids are able to be quickly located and returned home safely in the future. Governor Evers signed the bill at the former elementary school of Prince McCree, Hawley Environmental School in Milwaukee, whose tragic disappearance inspired his neighbor, State Senator LaTanya Johnson, to champion and pass the Senate bill to enhance Wisconsin's Amber Alert system. The governor was joined for signing ceremony by members of Prince's family, bill co-author State Senator Johnson, school and district officials, students, and community members. According to Amber Alert Wisconsin, to issue an Amber Alert, a child must be 17 years of age or younger, in danger of serious bodily harm or death, and the initiating agency must have enough descriptive information about the child, the suspect, and/or the suspect vehicle to believe an immediate broadcast alert will help locate the child. Senate Bill 981 expands the Silver Alert system to apply to certain children. An alert could be issued if the person is under the age of 18, their location is unknown, they do not otherwise qualify for another alert, and they are unable to return home without help because of a physical or mental condition, disability, or that they are under 10 years old. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill Tuesday that would have created grants to fight pollution from so-called forever chemicals. The Democrat Evers also took the unusual step of calling the GOP-controlled Budget Committee into meeting to approve spending $125 million to deal with contamination. Evers and Republicans have not been able to agree on the best way to combat pollution from PFAS. These chemicals are polluted groundwater in communities across the state. Evers and Republicans both say that fighting the chemicals is a priority, but they haven't been able to come together on what to do about it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that fire management crews will conduct prescribed burns on DNR properties throughout the southern half of the state. Many plant communities in Wisconsin would cease to exist in their ideal state without fire to restore the balance in these communities. The DNR's prescribed burns are conducted for the health of these ecosystems and mimic the natural benefits that fire historically provided. These benefits include removing invading brush, decreasing dead grass and leaf litter, and promoting the growth of native fire-dependent vegetation. Wildlife that use these areas benefit from improved nesting habitat, an increase in forage quality, and abundance and higher rates of success in rearing young. To avoid negatively impacting rare species, DNR biologists and ecologists closely monitor their presence and emergence after winter and avoid burning in those areas once they are detected. When conducting prescribed burns near roads or recreational trails, the DNR will post signs to notify the public. For your safety, please avoid these areas while the burn is being conducted. The DNR also notifies local law enforcement and fire officials in advance about when and where prescribed burns will take place. For a look at current and planned DNR prescribed burns, visit the DNR prescribed fire dashboard. Tax day is coming up. Some people spend up to 9 hours and $150 doing their taxes. Now the IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Adam Rubin is a consumer advocate with the nonprofit Economic Security Project.
It's an interview-based questionnaire, so it's something that people can use on their phones, on their computers, available in English and Spanish, that asks people questions in pretty much plain language, and you fill in the answers, and it fills in the tax form for you.
Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, Terry Ali, a consumer advocate, says the software connects lower-income filers to the earned income and child tax credits.
Folks who don't file are disproportionately Black, Latino, Indigenous, headed by a single parent. And so those are the households that often stand to benefit from thousands of dollars in tax credits.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. A major job loss for the city of Beaver Dam, the Bird's Eye Food Processing Facility, is set to close. In a letter to Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, the company says production will stop in June, with warehouse operations stopping in January of next year. 252 jobs are impacted, mostly production and production support staff. The Beaver Dam facility was built in 1972. The plant officially became part of Conagra Brands in 2018, with Conagra acquired Pinnacle Foods.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track no matter what comes your way. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Wednesday, April 10th. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died April 2nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day Friday to allow staff to attend the services. Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman, died Friday following a battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Friday at 5 at the Boscobel Boland Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Boland Banquet Friday from noon until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Brian Bender Benefit or the Brian Bender Agricultural Scholarship Fund. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman. James Bryan Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died Wednesday, April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th, from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation